Hello again, David Creel, world's best double eagle coach, with my friend, copyright extraordinaire, Kate Alexander. How are you, Kate?
Oh, it's great to be here. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, we had a nice little discussion a couple of days ago from a mutual friend, and I asked you to, if you wanted to be on the podcast, and here you are. So, what would make this an extraordinary conversation today?
Well, I love what you do. I love how you coach. So I was thinking and I thought, I think my number one issue right now or challenge right now is if we could figure out a way that I could do the most for my work while leaving enough time to heal.
The most from your work as a copywriter while you heal because you had a back issue or you had surgery or something, correct?
Yep. That's why I'm on a couch right now.
Yeah. What does that look like now?
Well, right now it looks like, you know, physical therapy, every day doing it on my own and then going in and doing it at least twice a week. And normally, to be honest, that wears me out for the rest of the day. So I have to basically like count out the rest of the day whenever I do it. And then there's just a lot of doctor's appointments. There's a lot of like coordination of care, which sounds a little ridiculous, but it's almost like a part-time job because it's a somewhat complicated diagnosis and thing they have to, you know, heal from. So right now it also, I spend a lot of time researching, you know, ways to get rid of this nerve pain and disorder that came along with the back stuff, you know? And so a lot of decisions on my own, you know, of what to try. And then it's a financial thing, you know? So in terms of which do I invest in? And then it's a question mark of which will actually work, you know? So there's that. So that's the healing side. And that already takes up quite a bit of time. And the resilience side is also a part of it, I think. You know, how do I build up my inner man to be okay? You know, so that might be distractions. That might be time with friends or time with God, you know? And then the work part is marketing. So Instagram is part of that. Connections is another, masterminds is another, and then doing actual work. So right now I don't have a system. I don't have a path, you know, and I think that if I created a better system or a better way forward, I would sort of buffer or create a little more buoyancy to the process where I would have a foundation instead of kind of, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. It feels very unfounded, so to speak. So I think I could create something better.
Okay, so perfect question. What would you like to create?
Yeah. Honestly, I would like to create one or two products. So I would love to create a course, for instance, how to write a great website. So it's, you know, I teach because that's also my background is as a teacher for like 10 years, right? So why not teach, bundle it up, and then sell that as part of it, you know? So it becomes a source of passive. I know nothing's really passive. You still have to work on it, you know? So that'd be one thing. And then I wouldn't mind creating like a membership or something, like a coaching thing where I would meet with people because I love interaction. That's why you teach. You don't teach for money. You teach for impact and interaction pretty much, you know. So it'd be nice to have that element somewhere in my life.
So how would have been how would a foundation or a schedule, whichever term you'd like, how do you think that would benefit you?
It almost feels like it would give a safety net for when, because this is an unpredictable, you know, some days will be great. You know, I still might have pain, but it's manageable. And then some days will be like, oh, Jesus, you know, and I'm down for the count, right? So what can be that safety net that can kind of buffer me for the time being? So I think that's what it would do for me, is I would feel safer. I would feel more secure.
And why do you want that?
Well, one, it's one of those human emotions that we love, you know, and two, because practically speaking, I'm not depending on welfare right now. You know, I'm not depending on, I don't have a husband right now, you know, and I don't live with anyone. So it's all on me, you know, which I kind of like. Yeah, I've always liked that. That's part of what's made me who I am, you know, but at the same regard, it's like, you know, okay, you know, I don't have a fallback really. I mean, I have family that I could always go live with if I needed to, but it'd be nice to not have to do that, you know?
What could you do to set it up to where you don't have your copywriting stuff on the days that you go to the doctor?
That's a really good question. It would be more just pre-planning, really. It would be it could be applying some of the principles of, say, like the 4-hour work week or Dave Ferriss, where you start to think like, okay, well, the first week of the month, that's where I gather, that's where I market, and that's where I collect my projects. And maybe I only have PT one day that week. And afterwards, I know I'm not working, you know? And then once I collect the projects, then I can manage the time the following weeks. It's never that perfect, but I could at least try to achieve something like that, where there's a, you know, like a rolling system of when there's marketing, when there's production, when there's networking, you know. And of course, there's always going to be overlap, but if I'm intentional about each one, it could help.
Do you think it would help?
I think for me, because I'm a block worker, like I love long spans of time where I just like hammer something out. So I think for my personality type, it might be beneficial, you know. And since I've literally been in education since I was 5, in one way or the other, as a student or as a teacher, it might be good to almost plan my life like school. You know, like this is this block, you know, this week we're doing this course, you know, of my life. And this week we're doing this course of my life, you know, so I might react well to it. I don't know if there are business people out there who are like, oh, that won't work at all. I know when I first started copywriting, kind of rambling a bit, but when I first started copywriting, I would go to every single marketing event, every networking event that I could in town. It was a smaller town. It was up in Northern California. Beer and bites, pitch breakfasts, everything I could do, I did. And I would take, you know, business cards. I didn't have the C card back then, right? And take a smile, take a story, connect with people, you know, for real. And that's where I got all of my business, literally all of my business at the beginning. And I noticed, because I started to get overwhelmed, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do all this, because I actually got quite a bit. I noticed the month that I decided, oh, I don't need to go, because this is like, I have too much work. Like, I can't handle it anyway, so I shouldn't go to these events. The following month, I had no business. I was screwed. So systems do work.
Okay, so if systems do work, why don't you have a system?
Good question. I think I've been excusing is probably the right word. The politically correct word is prioritizing. I think I've been thinking that I'm prioritizing solely my health, you know, like I slot everything in for my health and then I let everything else fall where it may, you know, which makes sense. But in reality, that could be creating more stress inadvertently.
How so?
Chaos.
You know? Chaos for your health or chaos for the business?
Chaos for the business, but then that creates stress, right? So if I don't have something orderly in place, then that's going to, oh no, this is due, or oh no, I need to send that email, or oh no, there's going to be oh no moments, right? And I need to avoid those because that raises the wrong chemicals in my body. It's my main thing is to keep, I mean, a lot about pain, they'll tell you it's a mind game, right? So I play the mind game 24/7 with this sucker, and that's okay. Faith and mind stuff. And I break up the signals through keeping myself calm, through the right mindset and affirmations in my mind, you know, and truths in my mind, and staying happy, as simple as that sounds. And those chemicals going to the signals instead of the stress makes a huge difference. Hence why I'm not teaching high school right now, in part.
So what if it was easy?
Like creating the system?
Creating, implement your health. What if it was easy?
Oh, I see. Yeah. So in essence, the core of what we're getting at is that maybe my belief system is that everything is hard.
Is everything hard?
Sometimes it feels that way, but I don't think it actually is.
So what would you like to do about that?
Well, first, I probably need to write it down because I'm a writer. So I probably need to write that down somewhere and put it where I see it every day, you know? So I retrain myself into remembering it's not that hard, you know? And then the easiest way to do something successful is to look at someone who's already doing it and do the same. Right. So maybe find someone who's doing something successfully that I would like to do and implement one or two things. Not the whole system and be overwhelmed by, oh my gosh, I can't be like Ray Edwards in a day, you know, a world famous copywriter. But maybe I could do two of his systems.
So, okay. So I have a story.
Okay.
One of my coaches just started weight training in the last couple of weeks, and he hasn't weight trained in a couple of years.
Oh my gosh.
His trainer is, his words, an absolute monster. He's huge. And he said a couple of weeks ago when he was practicing doing a shoulder press on the bar was only 45 pounds. And he said to the trainer, the ex-football player who's this trainer, he said, I feel so embarrassed because I can barely pick up this bar. And the trainer told him, we all start with the bar.
That's really good.
So what's the smallest possible step you can take by the end of the day to get this ball rolling?
Well, the two things that are popping into my head that I could choose between would be something called Monday.com or something similar, which is like a scheduling program that you can just plug in like your calendar And then anyone that wants to plug in with you can. And so you all know what you're doing, you know, at the same time.
Okay.
Or I could sign up for the same platform that Ray Edwards uses, that he puts everything through and he never has any problem, big problems, which is Kajabi. And he's able to do a lot of business through that, like way more than I thought you could do. So I could sign up for something like Kajabi to take some of the burden off me. So I could, basically I could adopt one of the same systems.
Why does it have to be one or the other?
True. I can do both.
Okay. So would you like to do one or both?
Yeah, I mean, Kajabi is a little bit expensive, but I could. I could give it a go. You know, they probably have a 30-day trial period. Give it a go, see if it's helping me within the next 30 days.
Sounds good to me. So you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Awesome. Okay, well, you've had your insight for sure. And I think we're going to call it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.